That beat speaks to my soul, B. I promise y'all that beat speaks to my soul. And I'm about to speak to y'all souls in a minute. And shout out to T Customs. He's the producer. He's the one that made that beat. A joint is fire. And here I go doing all this talking. And I haven't even introduced myself yet. Yo, my etiquette is trash. Now, without further ado, I'm your host, Jay Smooth. And welcome to the Life Unexamined is Not Worth Living. And we are on episode 1, Foundation. Foundation? Yeah, that's right. I said foundation. Now, before I get started, you all can find me on Spotify and Apple, and there you all can subscribe to my podcast. Follow me on IG at the_life_unexamined_podcast. And there I'll be sharing some video content of me discussing various topics that I talk about on my episodes during the week. And I'll also be sharing my words of the day to keep y'all actively thinking. And please visit my website, examineourlives.com, where you can find information about my podcast, information about myself. You can find information about guests that I have on my episodes. I have some blogs that I'm putting together as well. And if you want to reach out to me, you can hit me up on my website. Any suggestions, feedback, any questions that you may have, please don't hesitate to ask. And if it makes it easier for y'all, you could also leave me a voice message on my website. And who knows, I may end up playing a message on one of my episodes. With your consent, of course. Alright, so let's get back to business. I have a wealth of foundational glory that I'm about to share with y'all. But I gotta get something off my chest. I'm gonna be a little rough with y'all. A little blunt. You know, I'm just a little disclaimer. That's all. If any of y'all are looking for specific guidance or reoccurring issues that y'all may have in y'all lives, you know, things that y'all struggling with, and y'all looking for me to address that right away, y'all looking for keywords, terms, right, for me to be like, oh, yeah, I struggle with this. I need him to address that. Yeah, we're not doing that today. We're not doing that today. Nah, not today. Just pump your brakes a little bit. That's all I ask of y'all. Just pump your brakes a little bit. I'm going to address that in future episodes, but for right now, We're not doing that, okay? And I also need y'all to understand that there's no quick fixes in life. That's just a Band-Aid. This podcast is not to give you all Band-Aids. This podcast is to give you guys something that's worth living for. Something that takes a lot of work, examination, scrutiny, critical observation. That's what we're looking for. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we're looking for. The sad part is that people hate this part of the journey because it's difficult and it takes a lot of work and it makes you feel uncomfortable. Think about New Year's resolutions where people say something along the lines of, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to eat healthier, I'm going to stop cursing, et cetera, et cetera. And how long does that usually last for people? Not long, because they're not disciplined. But you know why? Because they don't have a foundation. When you have a foundation and you have discipline, then your life becomes a lot easier. I can't tell you how many people I have in my life who tell me their personal issues and tell me about the things that they struggle with. And, oh, you know, I just don't understand why my life is going this way. I'm trying. I don't get it. You know, just bad things happen to me all the time. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. The woe is me attitude. But let me say this right now. The complaining doesn't do anything for your life whatsoever, okay? This podcast is not for people who want to complain. This podcast is for the people who want to put in the work to become the greatest version of themselves. Do you ever wonder why you struggle with the same things over and over again? I'm going to tell you why you struggle with the same things over and over again. Because your foundation is poor. It's trash. It's lackluster. That's the problem. We often tend to look for quick solutions to our issues, but we never ever get to the root of our problems. And I know that everybody doesn't want to hear that. They want you to, you know, pardon me. You want to hear like, oh, you know, it's okay. And it's a process and everything's going to be okay. That's not helpful. That's not helpful. It's not helpful. And even specific guidance that you give someone may not be helpful either, because it's all based on our personality. It's based on who we are as people. And everything doesn't work the same for every person, which is why your foundation is what is most important. We're about to get into that soon. But we live in a society today where it's about, oh, it's about feeling good. right? It's about telling people what they want to hear. It's about, well, don't be rude. Don't be blunt. Don't say what you want. You know, you just have to cater to everybody's feelings. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not catering to anybody's feelings. We're talking about helping people. We're talking about getting somebody in a mindset that pushes them to a place that they've never been to before. Learning how to seek happiness from within. That's what it's about. But many of us don't know how to do that. And I don't know about y'all, but I mean, I could just think about many people that I speak to or that I have spoken to in my life that tell me how unhappy they are. And they're so quick to jump into a relationship. And I stand there baffled. And not because that isn't normal behavior, but I'm baffled by the fact that you don't know how to deal with your own crap. And then now you want to deal with somebody else's crap and then pull them into your crap. And don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with seeking external happiness. And if being in a relationship falls under that umbrella, that's dope. That's dope. But if you have internal issues, if you have internal afflictions, if you have internal trauma, it doesn't matter what you have on the outside. You always are going to have to deal with those things within you. Because you could have a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a best friend, a mother, a father, brother, a sister. They can't be with you 24/7. And even if they are there with you 24/7, you're going to have to deal with all of their problems also. So at the end of the day, you're always going to be stuck with you. That's who you live with 24/7, you. So when you look in the mirror and it's just you, nobody else is there, what do you see? Are you happy with what you see? And I'm not talking about how you look physically, because you could be the best looking person in the world, but you could look in that mirror and it could still be a scary sight. And regardless if you like or dislike what you see, I'm going to take you all on a cognitive journey. I told y'all that before. I told y'all that in the welcome trailer. And we really are going to leave that mental baggage that you have in your life in the rear view, I promise you. So now that I got that off of my chest, let's get to the topic at hand, foundation. This one is really near and dear to my heart, because your foundation is your groundwork. It's the beginning. It's the nitty gritty. It's all the work that you put in from a child to when you become an adult. And there's so many little intricacies that occur in our lives that we don't even pay attention to them. We don't even acknowledge them. We don't reflect on them. And we don't even think about it. We just go through life. But no more of that, because now we have our sights set on a path to a foundational journey. And in order to get there, we first got to look to Merriam-Webster's for the definition of a foundation. A basis upon which something stands or is supported. An underlying base or support. A body or ground upon which something is built or overlaid. With all of the definitions that I just stated, it's appropriate for me to use those same descriptions in relation to people when it comes to their foundation and groundwork. Now let's take it a step further and use an analogy of a home. A foundation of a house is the load-bearing portion of the structure, typically built below ground. Protects your home from sinking, structural issues, water damage, and much more. It keeps the home firm, upright, and gives support. Now, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but when I read that, I'm basically reading that a home needs the same type of support that we do as people, as human beings. That's how I read that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm bugging, but that's how I'm reading that. It says that a strong foundation protects your home from sinking, from structural issues, water damage, and much more. Keeps the house firm, upright, and gives support. When it comes to the foundation of a home, we don't really think about, I'm not going to say everybody, right? Because we're all different. But a house is a place where we live, a place to sleep, where we lay our head, a place to eat, a place that gives us warmth, a place that gives us cooling, and the list goes on. Essentially, well, at least in theory, it's supposed to be the place where you feel safe, where you feel secure. And that's the same type of mindset that we need as individuals as well. Feeling safe, feeling secure. You want to feel safe and secure in your own skin. You want to be able to be who you are, faults and all. We all have faults. We all have things that people like, dislike. It's life. But that's what we want, though. We want to feel safe and secure in who we are as people, who we want to be. So when it comes to that, a house is the same thing. We need to view ourselves as a house. Even the analogy and the saying that your body is a temple. Yeah, it is. Like, your body is a home. It's something that you have to put the work in to develop into who you want to be and to develop and figure out how you want to leave your mark on this earth, right? How do you want to be remembered? When someone talks to you, when they speak to you on the regular, what do they come away with? What do they think about when they talk to you? That's up to you, because that's the work that you put in to determine that. But let's continue on with the house analogy. You could live in a house that has foundational problems. Many people do it and they're not even aware of it. Sometimes it takes years for a mild issue to develop into something bigger that poses serious risk. With that being said, neglecting the issues will eventually lead to much more serious problems. Now let's stop right there again. You could live in a house that has foundational issues. You could live in a house that has problems, cracks. You could live in a house like that. You definitely can. But guess what? Over time, those little problems and those little issues that you have turn into huge problems. They turn into real big problems. And when it comes to our life, how many times do we just go through the motions without a care in the world? We have all these complications and dilemmas that lead to unhappiness. And what do we do with that? We let it linger. We let it sit. We don't want to think about it. We suppress it. But when you're doing all of that, as time goes on, days, months, weeks, years, that starts to affect you and you start to break down. Same thing with a house. Those issues that you have with a house, it starts to break down because we have foundational issues. But the good news is that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it all starts with examination. Now, how do you tell if your home is foundationally sound? Well, it starts with examining your home for foundational problems. Look at walls, ceilings, check for cracks, check cabinets, doors, window frames, floors, rotten wood, etc. And this same house is analogous with people, because we have to check, we have to examine ourselves, we have to scrutinize ourselves, we have to be critically observant and reflective about what's going on in our lives, and we have to put much thought into what we say, what we do, what is important to us, what do we stand for. It's imperative to examine all of that. And once that's completed, next is the repair process. We want to assess the problem. We want to determine the cause of the problem. We want to repair the problem. But most people want to skip to repair the problem. Everybody wants to repair their problems. They don't want to assess. They don't want to determine the cause of it. Nah, they don't care. They just want to repair it. That's it. They just want that quick fix, like what I said in the beginning. All right, well, I'm here to tell you that. You got me stuttering. I'm here to tell you that if all you're looking to do is repair a problem, it's not going to happen. And I want y'all to take a few steps back with me. Actually, scratch that. I want y'all to take a considerable amount of steps back with me. Let's go back to when we were first born. And we learn how to eat. We learn how to drink. We learn how to write. We learn how to read. We learn how to communicate. We learn how to tie our shoelaces. And this is just a small list of what we learn when we're younger. But when we get older, we don't even reflect on that. We don't even reflect on that. All that we learn becomes an afterthought, because we view it as, oh, I mean, I was young. My parents taught me those things. I learned. I get older. You move on. Nothing to think about, right? Wrong. There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to reflect on. Think about how it was for you when you were younger, when you learned how to tie your shoelaces. Was it difficult? Was it difficult for you to learn how to write? Was it difficult for you to learn how to read? Was it difficult for you to learn how to do mathematical equations? What was it? Was it easy? I mean, it could have been easy too. But the point is to reflect. Those examples that I just brought up, that's all a part of our foundation. Don't make the mistake and discard all of that as minuscule. So remember when we used to be in school and there were certain classes that we just didn't care for? They were boring. You know what I'm saying? They were boring. But our teachers would tell us, you know, you're going to use this information when you get older and it's going to pay off. Now, there is some truth to that. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely truth to that. And not so much all the information that we learn, like history, for an example. A lot of information that's given to us is BS. It's propaganda. And they don't give us the true history by any stretch of the imagination. But I digress, because I'm not trying to go into all of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to do that right now. But the principles of writing skills, learning how to articulate yourself, learning how to add, subtract, division, multiplication, all of those applications that we learn in school, they do help us. Learning how to critically think, how to reason, all of that pays off when we get older, because we do apply a lot of those skills in our everyday lives, in our professional lives, in our personal lives. So I want all of y'all to go back into y'all memory banks and think about all the information in your mind, all that history, all of those experiences that you may deem to be insignificant. Let's recategorize that to significant. Let's leave no stone unturned, because all of this is all a part of the process to figure out who we are, to figure out why we tick, to figure out, why does that make us happy? Why doesn't that make us happy? Why does that make us sad? Why does that make us laugh? Why does that cause confusion? The list goes on. But both nature and nurture play a huge part in that. Our personalities, are we conditional or unconditional people? How we were raised, who we hung around, our environment. It's like a whole pot of different elements. So we have to humble ourselves and embrace the fact that mentally, a lot of us are like children. Yes, we're adults. We're grown. We have responsibilities. We pay bills. And if we have children, yes, we take care of them. But responsibility is not the only aspect of a mentally healthy adult. There's so much more that goes into that. Come and follow me. Take this journey with me. We all got to start off as children again. Mentally, we are like children. When we struggle, when we don't know what we're doing, when we ask for help and we have questions, we're like children. We're ignorant. We don't know anything. And I want to reiterate, we got to humble ourselves to understand that, because we all start off not knowing something and then we learn over time, like a child does. Well, adults do that too. Adults do that too. It's the same process that keeps repeating itself. You know the saying, once an adult, twice a child? That's true. You know, I've seen that firsthand in my life with many people, but I also believe that we all have that inner child within us, and it shows throughout our lives. We all need to learn, and we're all mental. I don't want to say mental, because that sounds kind of crazy. I'm sorry, y'all. It sounded like I was about to say we're all mental patients, but nah, like we're all like mentally like children. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the part that'll help us to grow and to help build up who we are. Now let's go back to the analogy of the house. When there's storms, how do you think that you weather a storm? All right, let me break it down for y'all. If you have a storm, let's say you have a winter storm, you have a rainstorm, a thunderstorm, you got a hurricane, you got a tornado. Well, all of those different storms can have an effect on your house. It causes minor damage. It causes major damage, flooding, or even total destruction. So let's say that the winter storm, the thunderstorm, the torrential downpours, that does minor damage to your house. So we'll say that those are the little situations and problems that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. But then a tornado and a hurricane, and depending on the category, those are your major storms. And you know what those major storms are? That's trauma. That's trauma. So when you have a situation like that, that's what things get all, it gets really messy now, because when you're dealing with traumatic events, that has serious ramifications that could change who you are. So that major storm, that changes your house. That could destroy your house. A hurricane, a tornado, is going to bring all that pressure to your house. It's going to have a huge impact on that house, destroying the siding, breaking the windows, breaking the doors, lifting your house off its foundation. But there's a silver lining there. Because if you have a strong foundation, you could still repair and build that house up again. But if you have no foundation, or if your foundation is poor and is lacking, then the house is done. See, a lot of our homes are in disarray, but it's not a lost cause though. We just got to build from the ground up. We got to rebuild. That's all. We got to have healthy energy. We need to look at our environment and assess. We got to create a nice support system and build that house back up again, brick by brick. Now let's pause for a second. Having the ability to rebuild your foundation, to rebuild your house, that's a necessary skill. It is. But you don't want to have to continuously do that throughout your life. Once you build that strong foundation, everything else starts to fall into its proper places. Having the ability to rebuild is dope. It's great. But we don't want to keep doing that over and over again, because that leads to burnout, mental stress, and exhaustion. And I don't know about y'all, but I ain't trying to go through that over and over again in my life. You know what I'm saying? I've been through enough of that, and it's just not sustainable. And with all that being said, this is a slow process. This is not going to happen overnight. fixing your problems is not going to happen overnight, but you got to be determined. You got to focus on the task at hand, and you got to keep going. And when that foundation is strong and sturdy, then we could think about making improvements. You know what I'm saying? Because making improvements without a strong foundational structure is fruitless. And this is what many of us struggle with. Quick fixes to issues, but never want to put in the real work that's required to get to the root of the problem. So we want to eliminate that from our lives. We want to eliminate wanting to make improvements, decorations, all of that to the house, but our foundation is lacking. We're not doing that anymore. Nah, we're not doing that. We got to figure out who we are, what is important to us, what is our purpose, what do we want from life? And once we figure all of that out, then we can start doing decorations, adding furniture, making renovations to the house, the backsplash in the kitchen, making changes to the bathroom, etc. All of those additions that you make to the house that make you feel good. The house takes on your style and your mindset. It's a representation of you. And once you get past that, and you want to get a little bit more advanced with it, then now you can start thinking about adding features that'll increase the home's value. And our value as individuals is worth so much. So just think about it like that. Love yourself. Determine your worth. And don't let anybody, not one person that walks this earth, determine what your worth is. That's your job. You look within you. That's nobody else's job except for you. And if somebody does try to tell you what your worth is, tell them to kick rocks. So we ain't trying to air all that. That doesn't mean that you can't take feedback from somebody and that you can't learn. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, for anybody who has negative energy towards you, for anybody who's trying to put you down, for anybody that's trying to keep you down, people who are not trying to give you support, they're not trying to build with you, eliminate them from your life immediately. So as I wrap up this episode, I want y'all all to remember to examine your life, scrutinize your life, and critically observe your life. Do all the foundational things that is required to move on to greater pastures. And I know that y'all got that itchy trigger finger and y'all don't want to put the foundational work in. I know. But we want to eliminate the skipping of the steps. And that's going to lead to an easier life. Nah, that doesn't mean that there won't be heartache. No, that doesn't mean that there won't be pain in your life. Not at all. Doesn't mean that bad things won't happen to you. No one can promise you that. That's all a part of life. But just continue to do that inner work. Push yourself. Love yourself. Forgive yourself. Because we all make mistakes. But be hard on yourself too. Hold yourself to a high standard and hold yourself accountable. No excuses. No complaints. Make your life what you want it to be. You determine that. Do not let anybody dictate your life and make it what they want. You make it what you want. If you have to make hard decisions and changes in your life, then make them. You got to do that. It's all good. It's a part of life. Sometimes life is about making very tough decisions. And I don't want you all to make the best of your situations. I want you all to make the best situations. Making the best of your situations are for things that are not in your control. You understand what I'm saying? Making the best of your life are for examples like myself. I lost my mother 10 years ago. My mother passed away. Rest her soul. Love her to death. I can't control that. So I have to make the best of that situation for the rest of my life. That's what I make the best of. But for everything else that happens in my life that I can control, please believe I control that. I'm behind the wheel. And so are you. But we're programmed to believe that, oh, throughout life's challenges, you just make the best of your life. That's all we can do. That's what we're told. That's what we're taught. And that couldn't be any further from the truth. If you're unhappy, look within and learn how to make yourself happy. Learn how to give yourself peace. Put in the work. You make that decision. No one else determines that for you. And as I said, for things that you can't control, 100% make the best of those situations. But everything else in your life, nah, B, you control that. You make that what you want it to be. Now, with all that yapping that I just gave y'all, we're at the conclusion. This is a lot of information to take in. This I know. But this is the first step. That's why it's episode one. The beginning. The groundwork. The foundation. And before I officially sign out of here, I want you all to know that this podcast is about the mental journey to figure out who we are, to challenge ourselves from within, and think deeply while we cruise through multiple trains of thought and mental planes. We all deserve a life that's worth living. Please believe that. And when them storms come, y'all better be ready. Because what do you think is going to happen to a house that has a poor foundation? It's going to destroy that house. And then you got to rebuild again. And if something else happens to your life, then you got to rebuild again. And then something else happens, then you got to rebuild again. How many times do y'all want to keep rebuilding because your foundation is poor? A house with a poor foundation can't weather the storm. But can you weather the storm? Build up that foundation and get your houses in order, B. And when you do that, welcome to the foundational journey of a life that's worth living. I'm your host, Jay Smooth, and thank you for listening to The Life Unexamined Is Not Worth Living. And I'm out of here. Peace.